Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit today about davening Shemoneh Esrei quietly, or how quiet you have to daven. So the Gemara will start from Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, which is all the way on the bottom. Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, that's the last two dots on the page. Amar Rav Nuna. Kama hilchasa gavrasa ika lemishma mehani kro dechana. So many important halachas we learned from these psukim that are talking about chana. Remember, Chana went and davened in the Beis HaMikdash in front of her when Eli was there, and she was crying her heart out, and she didn't have any kids, the whole story, right? And then she ended up getting a bracha from Eli. Anyway, so you learn a lot of halachas for tefillah from that whole episode. So here's the first one. V'chana hi midaberes aliba. When the pasuk is explaining what happened, it says Chana was midaberes aliba. She was midaberes aliba, talking about her heart, or on her heart. Mikan, so the Gemara darshens her mikan lemespal tzarich shiachaven liboy. You see from here that someone who's davening, he has to be mechaven. His heart has to be mechaven. Rak sfaseha nois. His lips should be moving. Only his lips should be moving a little bit. Mikan lemes. Hold on a second. No, I'm sorry. Tzarich shiachaven liboy. That's the first thing, and then the pasuk continues. Rak sfaseha nois, just her lips were moving, explaining about Chana. Mikan lemispalol shiachtoich bisfasav v'koyloi lo yishma. I'm sorry, I keep doing that. So from here you see that she has to be yachtoich bisfasav, that when you're davening, you're supposed to say out the words with your lips. V'koyloi lo yishma, which is the next part of the pasuk, that you cannot hear her voice. So she was midaber saliba, which is kavana, svaseha nois, which is that she was saying saying the words, her lips were moving, and the next thing is that her voice was not heard. Mikan, so we see from here, she'aser lehagbia koyle betfilah. So you see, you're not supposed to daven out loud, and we're talking about here, we're learning from Shemoneh Esrei. There's something on the side that she changed it to, instead of lehagbia koyle. Your voice should not be heard. And we'll see, there might be a little bit of a difference. My point is, you shouldn't say it loudly enough that people can hear you davening.
All right. I'm very familiar with this way of learning how to daven, but I always wondered when Chazal pick a mice and a knack and they say, this teaches us this is how you're supposed to do it. How do they know that that's the proper way to do it? How do we know that God was doing it the proper way? Now, how do we know that the kavanah of the Tanakh is to tell everybody that this is what we're supposed to do?
I mean, is the question how you know the Chana was doing it the right way?
Yes. How do we know that's the
you bring Raya, maybe she was wrong.
Gemara does this over and over and over again.
Although also, it says there that Eli thought that she was a Shikiris. Sure. Yeah, she thought she was a Shikiris. Yeah.
You get the question?
Yeah, I hear. I mean, you just
not limited to this incident,
right? But you just assume that if the Torah is bringing you down, if the Gemara is darshing for me, then I guess they knew that it was the proper way. I mean, I don't have a better answer right now. I just think that if the Gemara is darshing it, then that was the way to. They thought it was right. Okay, so Hamashbiya Koil B'Tfilah. So now this is the next thing. The next thing is the Gemara Nachov Dalad Mabez. Which is the next page, which is the first wide, the middle wide lines. Hamashpia koyloi bitfilosoi. It's also saying somebody who makes his voice heard when he's davening. Hareza miktane amuna. He's from the ktane amuna. So if you just take a quick look at Rashi, which is the last wide line on the top of Rashi, what does it mean? Why are you miktane amuna if you're davening out loud?
You think Hashem won't hear you, I'm assuming.
Zakt Rashi, Ki ilu ein tfilos lachash. It's as if you're saying Hashem doesn't hear when I daven quietly, so I have to say it loudly. Umagbia harbe, if you do it a lot, you say it very loudly. Rashi continues, Harezem in the sheker. You're like the Nevi'e sheker, the chsiv, vayikaru b'koil gadol. The mice with Elio and Har Carmel, that all the Nevi'e bow, they would scream loudly to their. To Baal. So when you do that to Hashem, it's like you're like an Avid Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says like this.
Okay.
We're only talking about if you can have kavana when you're davening quietly. But if you cannot have kavana when you're davening so quietly, then the Gemara says mutter. Then it's mutter. But this is only biyachid. That's only if you're davening by yourself. Aval betzibur. If you're davening betzibur, what happens then? Asi lemitra tzibura. Then you can't daven out loud because you're going to disturb the tzibur. So just who says that your davening is more important than everybody else's davening? So that's the Gemara here. So then, just to bring home the point a little bit more, if you take a look at the next page, which is the Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yoina says on the right side, it's the third paragraph down, fourth paragraph down. He thinks Hashem doesn't hear it so good when you say it quietly. That's what you think. It's not as bad as if you say it loudly. You say it's one thing if you're saying it a little more than a whisper, you're saying it out loud. But if you're smamish saying it very loudly, that's daimel nevi shaker. That's already, you're like a nevi shaker. So different madrigas. There's quietly. There's a little bit loud, a little bit more loud, which is miktane emuna, and then there's even louder than that, which is nevi'ei shaker. Nevi shaker. So let's take a look at the mechaber here, which is Simon Kuf Aleph, Siv Beis. Lo yispalo b'livoi levad. You should not daven in your heart alone. El mechate chadvarim b'sfasov. You should say the words with your lips. U'mashmi'a lo'oznav v'lachash. And you should be able to hear quietly what you're saying. V'lo yashmi'a koiloi. But you should not make his voice be heard. V'me'ena yachol l'chavin b'lachash. And if you cannot be mechaven when you're davening quietly, then mutalag bia kailoi. And the mechaber says, no, but hani ni lebein ala bein asma. That's only by yourself, when you're davening by yourself. Avet tzibur, aser, then it's aser to do it loudly, to asi lemitra tzibur. You're going to mess up, you're going to bother people that are davening. So So before we get more with the Mishpura, I just wanted to point out this thing from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, because it's the only place where I saw this I didn't look everywhere, but the place where I found this from Vatasei is that in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Mm-hmm. And the question is that if you're davening, think about it, if you're davening Shemona Esrei quietly, and there's a guy davening right next to you, and you have to say the words, but you're trying to say it as quietly as you can, but you're not supposed to have that people can hear you.
Yeah, you're gonna hear
it. So the guy next to you is gonna hear you. The guy's gonna hear you, and it could be that he's gonna get disturbed by it. So let's take a look. Maybe I should be mocked him like this. Take a look at the Mishabur for a second, and then we'll come back to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Sifkaten hay. Some say, listen to this. Sifkaten hay. V'yesha kasu d'tzarach lachash l'divrei hazoyar. There's a zoyar over here. The zoyar says you should be chosh l'zoyar sha'af l'chachila. Lo yashmiya lo oznov. Even l'chachil, you should not say it loud enough that you can hear yourself even. That's what the Zohar says. Avo ha-magen Avram kosev shein rai mazor. But the Magen Avram says there's no rai from the Zohar. V'chein kosev b'agro da'af das ha-zohar hu k'shulchan aruch. And the Gaon also says no, that the Zohar doesn't mean that you're not supposed to say it loudly enough that you can hear it. Of course you have to hear it. And also, other achayim also say it's best to do it that at least you can hear yourself saying Shemona Esrei. Ubidiyeved, listen to this. This is important because I want to get to this later. Ubidiyeved, l'kul yalma, mamar b'lachash kol kach, shafiu l'ozim v'loy hishmiya yotza. Ubidiyeved, everybody agrees, if you say it quietly, that you cannot hear it. You cannot hear yourself saying Shemona Esrei. Bidi Evid, your yaitza, kivin shmi kamakam haitzi b'sazah. Since the last you did say it out loud, say it with your voice.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat
B'di'avad, if you say it more quieter, that you cannot hear what the words that you're saying are, that would be b'di'avad okay. Kivan Shemikamakam, Haichmi says, since the Maisa you did mouth the words, you just didn't hear yourself say the words, there is that you would be Yaitse, because you are saying the words, you just cannot hear yourself. Now look at the next thing, and then we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch Harab. V'lo Yashmiya, you said if somebody is davening, you should be mechatech, but you should not hear your voice. Tichsib et tefilas chana, because it says by tefilas chana, raks fasel nois v'koyle lo yishameya. V'chol ha-mashmiya, koyle b'tefilas ha-rizu miktani muna. And anyone who listens is anybody who hears, anybody that can hear his voice during davening, it's a miktani muna. Ki'ilu ein mamish ha-gosh baruch hu shameya tefilas lachash. So that's one gedra. V'chol magbiya, koyle b'tefilas ha-rizu medviya shaker. If you say it too loudly, then you're like the medviya shaker. Shari darkun litzik b'kol ha-vadazar shalem. Because their darkun is to scream out to their avodah zarah. Vayimberk yoyis b'chayodim. L'chadchila tzorach l'espa b'lachash kol kach. Listen to this. This is where I'm going to key in on. Look at the berakah yosh and the chayyadim. They say lechatchila you should daven so quietly that what she'av chaveray ha'oymed b'samach loy lo yia yachol l'shmaya.
Is that possible?
That you cannot hear it. That's what he's saying. He says you should say it so quietly the guy sitting next to you cannot hear. Umi kamak, he says, e efshalo lechav minyan zeh. But if it's impossible for you to be mechavin doing it like this, yesh lo lases bin shiach lechavin, then you should do it in a way that you could be mechavin. So now, my question was, how is it possible you're going to be davening right there, you're going to be doing it quietly that you can hear it, but the guy sitting right next to you can't hear it? How is that shayach? That's the halacha. So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav. So Shulchan Aruch Rav says in Ois Beis, which is the next page, well, yispalo b'libay levad, you should not be mispal in your heart alone. El mechate chadvar misfasav. Right, you should smell the words. Umashmiya lo aznav belachash. Velo yashmiya koiloi. You should not be able to have your voice be heard. And then he puts in parentheses here. La acher ha'oimid etzloi chutz ledalat amaisa.
Changes everything.
To somebody else who's standing 4 amos away.
So. Significant amount.
Yeah, I mean, now at least I can understand a little better. Mm. The guy standing right next to you, of course he's going to hear every word, but if you're davening so loud, you really should not be davening loudly enough that somebody down on us away should be, that he can hear you. But it seems, again, like it seems to the Berke Yoyis and the Chai Adam, the way that Mishabur brings it down, that even that's not good. You're supposed to not do it, that even the guy standing next to you is not supposed to hear you daven.
So as much as possible, that's what it is. You can't keep it silent, you know.
Right,
so what are you supposed to do when the Shulchan Aruch Rav disagrees with Mishabura?
We usually go with Mishabura. We go with Mishabura usually. Shulchan Aruch Rav is for, it's a Shita Terechma, so you know where he's coming from and everything, you know, but I mean, you know, at the end of the day, he said, like, you know, if you can't be mechavin that way, so then you can say it a little bit louder, and you know, okay, you know, try not to disturb the guy next to you too much.
Well, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't address the specific issue about how far away.
Right, he doesn't say about how far away, but he does. Right, he does bring down the shita that says that even the guy standing next to you should not be able to hear it. And again, I didn't look at the Berakhias and Chayotim inside.
Who's the Berakhias? Who's that person?
Is the Chida, right?
The
Kiyosef, I think, is the Chida.
Oh.
Is the Chida.
Okay.
Okay, so that's that. So take a look at the next page, which is the actual print of the Shulchan Aruch. And this is going to be interesting because we got into something like this before. So again, this is going. Look at the Magen Avraham. So it's going on this thing that you should not daven b'libay. You should not daven in your heart. You should not daven in your heart. So look at the Magen Avraham. Tzarech Ian. Im hispala b'libay im yata. Now the Mechaber says, l'chatchila, you should not daven in your heart. But let's say you did. Let's say you daven the words in your heart. You didn't actually say the words. Tzarech Ian hispala b'libay im yata.
That means just thinking the words in your head.
Right? Yeah.
He's looking at him, but he's not.
That's what I mean. That was the hispala b'libay means, right? So he davened in his heart. So is that Yaitza B'di Evet? Zag magen ram tzarachin. Him es bab libim yatsa. The lachayr mashma the yatsa. The lachayr it's mashma that he's yaitza b'di'eved. Because it says lo yispal believe levad. Now, if he would say that you're not yaitza, he would spell out that you're not yaitza. But it sounds like here from the mechaber that lechatchila you shouldn't do it. The kaimelon, what do we say? I'm saying afal gav the kaimelon. Even though we hold to hear a lav kedibur damir, remember we spoke about this a few weeks ago, right after Shavuos, that we pass can hear a lav kedimas machlokes in the gemara over there whether hear kedibur damir or not. If you just think about something, is that enough? Is that like you're saying it? So we paskin that here is lav kedibur damir. So even though we paskin here lav kedibur damir, how can you be yaitza tefila? You're not saying the words. Even if you're thinking about it, you're not saying the words. Kemashikosav simin samach beza simin kuf pei hey. So he says, even though we say that, shani tefila de gamrinon midichsiv ulo'avdei b'chol levavchem. Because since we learn out tefila from what? Ulo'avdei b'chol levavchem. Eze avoyde shebelev. What is called a work for your heart? Zu tefila. Im kein ikar tali b'kavonas halev. So he's saying that smash with the mechaber that if you just be mahar you'd be yotze. Eloi says the gemara mash with the lo yotze. The gemara is mash with you not yotze. Dim leikain because if you would be yotze, have a lila sakin shabal keri yahar beliba yatfila. Remember when we had that mishnah where we spoke about what should bal keri do? We cannot say dvarim shabakdusha. So it should have said that a Balkari should be Maharher Vitfila. But it doesn't say that. The Horashoy Lahar, keeping the Kaimelon to hear Lavki Dibadami. Since we pass can hear Lavki Dibadami, and by Tfila, all you need is hearer. So then why don't we say that a Balkari should be Maharher Vitfila? If you're Yaitza with Tfila, with just hearer. Ela Karchach Tlo Yaitza Behir. Must be. You're not yaitza with hearer. The be'in and shiachtev is vasav, because you have to actually say the words. Ki akom ma'ir lamala ki yadua, because we know ki yadua that the voice the is what's ma'ir lamala. It says in Simon Tzadi Dala that a chayla should be mahar. Let's say a guy is a chayla can't speak, so he should be mahar tefila.
Doesn't have a choice.
So he says v'hadus the Simon. That's not to be yaitza. That's just because I mean. She's trying to do something. Rav Chlemilsa. Aval any yaitzah day tefila b'zeh. He's not yaitzah tefila.
Wow. Tech is that he's not.
Yeah. Mechei mashma paiskim. Dabbe gemara daf tes vavim bebeiz amirin en birich berkos amazim b'liba yaitzah. V'hu adin l'shar brachas. Because the gemara is mashma paiskim that if you bench berkos amazim in your heart, you're yaitzah. And the same thing would apply to other brachas. Remember that gemara? We also spoke out that gemara. If you just say berkos amazim b'liba yaitzah. But we also said over there, because of a rush, Parak Mishameis, the Mari Shemaisa Besfasav, the Hirlav Kedimah, that Gemara that says that if you bench Birkas HaMazon in your heart, your Yaitza, that doesn't mean if you just Mahar it. It means that you said the words, but it wasn't loud enough that you can hear it. Shemaisa Besfasav, the Hirlav Kedimah, because here's Lav Kedimah. So must be talking about you actually said the words. Mechain Pasik Simen Kuf Behei. And Cain's feel of the Kala Kaya, the Chol Mila. So that's the truth by all brachas and by all tefillah. Dim loikin yesh lechalik. So therefore, at the end of the day, he says at the end of the day, he ends up at tzarachin. So mash is a big tzarachin. Whether if you just daven, because it's, again it's mash from the machaber. He says the passion from the mashmos from the machaber is that you are yaitza. If you just think about tefillah, just think about the words, you're yaitza. But he brings from here that it's mashal that you have to actually say the words. Okay, now one more thing. There's the Yad Ephraim over here, and the Yad Ephraim is also going to talk about this thing that we spoke about a little bit before, and then he's going to ask such a Meirde Kikasha by Chana. And I'm going to tell you that there's something I'm not going to say. There's a teretz to this kasha that's on this Shulchan Aruch, which is the Chochma Shleima. But it's such a tremendous chiddush and a little controversial that
say,
I'm going to leave
exactly
it.
What he wants.
I'm going to leave it for you to look at yourself.
No, say.
But the Yad Ephraim says another thing. So let's look at the Yad Ephraim first.
Where is that?
Yad Ephraim is on the page.
Who is he again?
I don't know. I'm not sure what his real name was.
Who is it?
Yeah. He's appeared. I don't know what his name is. It's appeared on the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so he's going on the Magen Avraham. So he says like this: V'ain Masha Kosev b'Mechar Shor Brachas D'Muchach Mishas D'Yom Adav Ein Gemal Inyan Urim V'Tumim The Tefila B'Lachash Loi Naser Kiim Hashmoyes Kol Mamish Sheyishmu Kol Sevivav. So look what he says. He says that this Inyan, the Bechar Shor says this. He's bringing from Bechar Shor that this Inyan that it's usher to make your voice be heard is only if everybody around you can hear it. But if you're davening and the person davening right next to you or in front of you, mamish, shaymeya, and he does hear, then shaper them, and then that's fine.
Sounds like the Shulchan Aruch around.
Right. The person right next to you can hear it, that's okay. He brings some the Chorchar. Uksas Archin, he says. It's a little bit of a Tzarchin. You ever wonder, well, how come where they misak and tefillah, they should daven quietly. Shlomi, you hear this?
Yeah, amazing.
Why were they misak and you should be daven quietly? The Gemara Sota says, Shaloi levayish oidei aveira. We don't want to embarrass the people that are saying, evidoi during davening, saying, please Hashem, forgive me for all my chatam, which are A, B, C, D, I mean, you don't want to be embarrassed, everybody.
Oh, you do that in Shmuel Kalein.
That's not.
Yeah, yeah.
You can add it down.
But anyway, so that's what the Gemara in Saita says. Mashma sheniskin shalo yishma shum adam. So what's a mashma from there? Bechor Shor says it's mashma from Yuma, that if the guy next to you hears it, it's not a problem. But if the whole reason they were misacking it is so that you shouldn't be embarrassed by people hearing what you're saying, so then it's mashma you shouldn't do it loud enough that even the person next to you can hear it, because that's embarrassing. The guy next to you is going to hear it. So you see that the whole takana, the ikar takana, was that even the person next to you shouldn't hear it. Ukamayish matzina beis hamikdash. I'm in tzvufim shlo yishma echad vidoiv shachavei. So you shouldn't hear the vidoiv of your friend. So then comes the Bechor Shor and Chulin. So then he says, oh, take a look at Bechor Shor and Chulin. And then he says like this. He explains this. Shakasav shavadai roi lefarsim. Vada is roy lefarsim when you're davening your chataim. Rak lo yirminin lo lebakoch lefarsim. We don't force you to do it out loud.
But you should.
Vim lo yiteknu tefila belachash rak bekol ram. But if you're so, if therefore they're misakin tefila, that should be loudly and not quietly. Misha hayim espal belachash hayim avuyish. So then, if everyone's davening loudly and you're the one guy davening quietly, what does that mean? You've got some pretty bad chataim that you don't want people hearing about. So that's embarrassing. So he says, therefore now I can explain to the stira. He had a kasha. The Gemara insight that seems to say that you shouldn't say it loudly enough, even the person next to you should hear, because the whole tekana was that you shouldn't be in the farsim, you're averus. It's embarrassing. And the Gemara knew was matched with another person next to you could hear. She says like this: Yesh Shlomi the Afa gav the Mikroy the Chani Alfinulam. Even though we do learn out from the Pesukim of Chana, Mikamakim Ikra the Milsa Takata Darbananhu. The Iker Milsa wasn't Takana Drabanan. Vehem Tiknu Belachash. The Iker Takana Drabanan was quietly. Shein Tzarech Lashmil L'Shum Adam. The Iker Takana Drabanan was like the Gemara in Saita. There should never be in it. Vimzer writes a la'er kavanasei. But if you want to be ma'er your kavanah to do it louder, u'mashmi eksas ashenishm lechaveir shuetzli mamish ain't paid b'zeh. Kivin shepersen talamisa. If you want to do it a little louder, then that's fine. The Iker Takana was to do it quietly, because we don't want to embarrass you. But if you want to be Ma'ir Kavanah, to do it a little bit louder, okay, so then obviously you don't have Ekpada. Ach lak via Kailai, Aser, Mishim Shinir Ketanema. But do it even louder than that. That's a nuts that you get into another problem of Ketanei Emunah. Vayitanem. So now I put this next thing in parentheses and skip to the next thing. He's going to get to this Kasha, which is going to bother Shlomo. He says, Mikamakaim Shita Shele Yispala Balachash. It's pashut though. If somebody davens quietly, sha'af ha'aymed etzay lo yashmiya, that even the person standing right next to him cannot hear it, shaper dam. That's fine. Can mucha mechana sha'af eli leishama, which is mucha from chana because even Eli did not hear what she said.
Shlomo's issue was it's not possible.
Yeah. I mean that was also my kash. I don't understand how it's possible. Okay, so let's get to that. So the efsher. It could be that the regilus was that the normal way in Eli's times was not to daven completely quietly. That was the normal thing. So now I understand the whole story of Eli. The Lachaira Kasha. Ready for the Kasha? This is the Kasha. Shlomo.
Yeah, here it comes.
Shlomo Chashvila. Why would Eli jump to the conclusion that Chana is a shikr? You see a lady davening there, and he jumps to the conclusion that she's a shikr.
Unless everybody
davens
out loud.
Maybe he should think, okay, hello, maybe she's davening quietly. Yeah. That was the takana. The takana was that the takana that Rabbanu was that you should daven. You should daven quietly.
Maybe the takana was after that.
Well, even if you want to say the takana was after, I don't know exactly when the takana was, but I would assume that's his kasha at least. And even if that wasn't the takana, you can still think that someone's davening quietly. Right. If you don't want to say that they had the takana, but still, maybe the guy's davening quietly. The guy's davening everything out loud.
You have two options: is the person drunk, or is just
davening? Right. Maybe she's davening quietly.
Conclusion: assume he's davening quietly.
Okay. Maybe nobody davening quietly.
So now he's coming to answer that. So he says, "So must be that no, the shalafia regilas. So must be that the normal thing was hailas spal bashmayis koil tsas to daven with a little loudly." That the person next to you would be able to hear it. Vehi Yisera. She did more. But she did that you didn't even hear anything. So the normal way to daven in those days was to do a little bit louder. And Eli was standing right there and he couldn't hear her. So Eli thought that I should be able to hear what she's saying. She didn't want Eli to even hear. So that was what Eli thought that she was saying, because she wasn't davening the normal way that people daven in those days. But you see from here, and it says, you see from here, but at the end of the day, it says, he says, what was Chana saying? Not loudly, and not only in your heart. But, so if a person can hear you next, the person that next to you can hear you, or the person, or they can hear you, that's all the same. So, That's the Edifrayim which comes into wife here. Now, I have two kashas. I have two things to say. First of all, so this kasha, this is a kasha that, why would Eli jump to the conclusion? Maybe she's davening quietly.
Right.
That's such a merdeka kasha. Great. So then I'm going to leave you to look at the Chacham Shleima, which is here, which he says a very interesting, interesting shot. And, but probably something that you shouldn't be saying. Interesting. So that's one thing. And then, The other kasha I have is like this. I think that this is a Maridika kasha. We learned the halacha that what are you not supposed to do when someone's davening?
Father.
You're not supposed to be.
You're not supposed to
walk in front of them, walk in front of them. Or. You're not supposed to be within their Dalet Amis, right? Where was this? You're not supposed to be within their Dalet Amis.
We say that in davening.
That you're not supposed to be within their Dalet Amis. Right? You're not supposed to be sitting within their Dalet Amis when they're davening. That was one of the halachas we had in Kuv Beis. Unless you're being Isaac and Tefillah or whatever. Right? Now, how did Gemara learn this? How do we know that from? From Eli. They learned it from Eli. Because he was, that he stayed away from her Dalet Amis. Right? So then, what's the Moir Dikikasher that he didn't hear her?
He wasn't
so close to her. Uh-huh. He had to stay Dalet Amis away because you're not supposed to be the Dalet Amis close to someone that is davening.
Yeah,
and that's the whole makar is that she stayed away from, they were staying away from each other for Amis because she was davening and he wasn't. So this Yad Ephraim, it's a kasha, I think, on the Yad Ephraim. It's Mahalo.
Yad
Ephraim's saying is that the only way that, the reason why Eli thought that she was a shikr is because he was right next to her, he didn't hear the words that she was saying, so she thought she's not davening the way that everyone's davening, she must be a shikr. But if the pshat is if she's Dalet Amis away, so then,
good point.
No, so what does the Chof Mashlema say?
Okay, before we get on, I just want to finish one more thing. Now the shaila is what about on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So if you take a look at the Mordechai, which is the next thing, I'm going to wrap it up with this. If you take a look at the Mordechai, which is the next page, which I circled where it starts. Afal pisha kol yomais hashana misfal melachash. Even though the entire year you're supposed to daven quietly, ki alfin perakin yinaydim mikroy dechana v'koy lo yishma mi abrashan yom kippur. I'm mekol ram.
He's talking about
Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah, so much more. Then on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you can dab into the loud voice. So then everyone can learn from each other. You're not chayshi that someone's going to make a mistake. Because since on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, no one's dabbing by heart. Everyone has a machzor. Then utfila, since they're holding it, so that's why there's no chash. So there's a special thing that Mordechai brings that on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, this halacha is not. Yeah, you are saying that also. You're right.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's also, I mean, Rosh Hashanah. Well, we're not Rosh Hashanah, but Rosh, yeah, Yom Kippur also. Yeah. So now take a look at Siv Gimel. So Siv Gimel says Yeshayim. Some say Sheb Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur Mutalash Miyakam Tefila. Now the reason why it's been from the Makor is from the Mordechai, because the Gemara you don't see there's any difference. So then Zak the Mechaber. That some say that you can say it loudly during the Yom Hashanah Kippur.
It's referring to the Mordechai.
I feel a bit zibber, yeah. Hagav achay noegin. Dr. Ramad, that's the minig. When we come mocking Yizar Shalai Biyo Kedem Yesh Midai, but don't do it too loudly. Mm-hmm. Now, take a look at the Mishabura.
Yeah, here we go. No, we don't really
know. Sif cutting your base. Yaiser Midai. Darei Zem Nevi'e Baal. You can't do it too loud because that's the Nevi'e Baal. Shanamar Vahemah Yikrubo Kol Godol. If you do that, you're going to disturb your friend. Near the chazanim, shemagbihim kolam kidei la'ira kavada l'shmir shapar advarim shapar abdi. But the chazanim, they're doing it loudly. That's okay. They could feel shlich b'tzibor niskan adafka b'kol ram. And now it's okay. So he's saying the chazanim is no problem for them to do it loud. But those people, the chazanim, they're doing it loudly to show off their beautiful voices. That you're not supposed to do.
But the way,
the Sivkot Nidal. I was going to get back to that. Sivkot Nidal says,
"What word means shows off your
beautiful?" Afilu betzibur. La'ir hakavana. Lumitra tzibur lechashir. And keep shidur ma'asam biyadam. Now take a look at the end. He says, "I am Magen Avraham." So the Magen Avraham says on this thing about davening loudly on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, demasik that he says yoiser toiv lespal b'lachash im yachal l'chav, and it's better to daven quietly. V'chein kosvu har b'achoyim. So Mishabruah says that this, even though the Ramah says that that's the minik, and the Chav brings it down. But the Mishabruah says the Magen Avraham says no, it's better to daven quietly, and many achoyim say that. And let's take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll end with this. I know you have to run. Look at this Aruch HaShulchan in Vav. Mordechai says the reason why you do this is so that they should learn from each other. I don't need to learn from you, I know how to daven. So therefore, Zakhtar Cheshochan, you should not daven loudly. Ach yesh oitam, neshem yimei tshuva, mashmim koilam, kedei l'chavin yoysa. There's another reason. The other reason is that because it's yimei tshuva, you want to be machavin more, so you say you daven loudly. V'oid kimen chenu b'kiyim b'hem, em yispa b'lachash lo'icham n'karoy. Since you're not b'kiyim in this, in the davening, right? Because it's only once a year. So if you daven quietly, you're not going to be kev kamarim. Right, Kavana. Umikol Makayim, Zakta Roshan. Rabim Ugdoilim Loinocha Daita Mizeh. Many people and Gedoilim are not happy with this. They're not happy with this. Vegam Al Piyah Zoyar Loinocha Nasakin. And the Zoyar, we don't forget about the Zoyar. He says it's not proper to do this. The Yoyser Toiv, it's better. Lispal Balachash Imrak Yochalachavim. Vechei Noyagu Harbe Gedoilim. And that's also the meaning of many gedolim. Arizal lehaya mashmiya kol apsug de zimra. Arizal himself would not even be mashmiya kol even apsug de zimra. Barak b'Shabbos harim kol not. On Shabbos he would daven a little bit louder. But the ma'aseh, what's the chashuv I'm trying to point out here is that even though it seems like also mechaber the most says that you could do it, seems like the shavu brings some many gedolim. You should not do it. You should daven quietly. And also the chashuv says many gedolim. And it seems that that's how he's very strongly trying to be 90.